So we're just going to finish off the last few psukim in the last perek, perek vav. We spoke about the entire process of the Aron being in state plishtim, being in the different cities, and how the plishtim were still stubborn about not returning the Aron until eventually they do this whole mahalach, they do this whole plan that they put it on cows and they leave the children behind, and they're trying to really weigh the scales against it going back to Am Yisrael. At the end of the day, it does go back to Beit Shemesh, and then we see this story at the end of the perek in which the Jews in Beit Shemesh see the Aron coming, and they're very excited. They start bringing Korbanos, and it says in, just start from Perek Yudches. V'achbereh zahav mispar kol ari plishtim l'chamesh zasranim meir mivtzar v'ad kofer ha-prazi v'ad aveil ha-gdola asher niyuchu ala es aron adonai ad ha-yom hazeh b'stei Yehoshua beis ha-shimshi. So the entire story with the plishtim is over. Then we come to Pasuk Yud Tes, Vayach b'anshei beis shemesh ki ra'u b'aron adonai. The Aron, the school of the Aron, kills the Jewish people. Why? Because they looked inside of the Aron. There was something wrong with looking inside of the Aron. Kanira, some sort of zilzul in the kavod of the Aron. Vayach ba'am shivim ish, chamishim elef ish. We pointed out the discrepancy between these numbers. Either it's really 70 people that were like 50,000 people, or really it was 57,000 people, or it was 50,000 and 70 people. Chazal have a lot of different drushes about this. Could be that it was 70 out of the 50,000 that were there. Either way, people die. And what do the Jews say? Who could stand in the presence of this such a holy God? We have to get rid of it, just like the Plishtim, they're trying to get rid of the Aron. So it's clear that the Aron is not returning to Shiloh, because Shiloh at this point, we understand, is destroyed. Shiloh wasn't destroyed at this point, it would have gone back to Shiloh.
It was in a Gemara, it says it was destroyed.
Right. So they send it off to Kiryat Yarim. Now, we're going to speak about the significance of Kiryat Yarim for a second, but I just want to show the parallel between the beginning of these prakim and the end of these prakim, is how is it that over here, they're mizalzel in the kavod of the Aron? They look inside the Aron. Meaning, what was the entire chait of why the Aron was taken away, we pointed out? Was because they put an overemphasis on the deity of the Aron. But over here, ironically enough, what has happened is that they have a lack of kavod towards the Aron now. So it's clear, we can get into this maybe at another point, we'll be marchiv on this, but it's clear that the entire system of belief that they have with regards to the Aron is all off. Meaning, maybe only when the Aron is like really successful, so then there's power, then they see, but by the Plishtim, maybe. And it's very confusing, this entire piece, but it's clear that there's something messed up about their priorities and their understanding of what the Aron really is. Maybe it's Hashem coming to say that, yes, the Aron does have koach, but it all comes from me. And what we ended off last time with was that it's interesting that Shmuel is not in these two last prakim. However, we are going to see him in this perek. And the reason we pointed out that he wasn't in these prakim, he wasn't in that war either, was because he wasn't shayach to that generation. He wasn't shayach to that thought process. And therefore, what Shmuel's job is going to be is to really change that way of thinking. Really change the whole value system, change the whole perception of what the Aron is, what Hashem is, and what Avodas Hashem is, and we're going to see that clearly in this in today's parak. So the people come from Kiryat Yarim. Ve'avo anshei Kiryat Yarim v'yalu es Aron Adonai ve'aviu oso el beis Avinadav ba'giv'ah. They bring the Aron either to Giv'ah or to Kiryat Yarim, which are closer than we would think. Vesalazar ben Okichu lishmor esaram that night, and one of the sons was in charge of making sure that no one should look inside, right? So where is Kiryat Yarim and where is Givah? In which chelek and which nachala Giva? Binyamin, right? Remember the whole Pilegesh Bagiva? It's very interesting that it's here. And that their Dafka being in charge, their Dafka tasked with having the Aron. I would point out that at this point, it's very easy for us to look back and try to guess as to why they brought it to Kiryat Yarim, because of this and that. But really, it makes a lot of sense, because before they knew that Yerushalayim, right, what does the Torah say? The Torah says, "B'makom asher yivchar." Hashem had not chosen Yerushalayim, or at least he hadn't told over to Am Yisrael that Yerushalayim was going to be the chosen place. And therefore, they knew that Yerushalayim was going to be in the center of Israel. Where is the center of Israel? Binyamin is also in the center of Israel. And if we look at one of the brachos in the Torah about Binyamin, what is the famous bracha of Zosa bracha? U'binyamin amar, yedid Hashem, yishkon alav, levetach kol yom, u'bein Ktefav Shachem. We explained in Sefer Yehoshua that his Nachla is right in between Yehuda and Yosef, and it's like shoulders. So Ubein Ktefav Shachem sounds like what? That the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Bein Ktefav, in the middle. If you draw a line from the two ends of Binyamin, what you get to is Kiryat Yarim, right? Kiryat Yarim, just a little bit east of Kiryat Yarim is Yerushalayim. So they weren't so far off. It could be that they thought that that's it, that Kiryat Yarim is actually going to be the Makom HaMenucha. Yeah.
Where are they? They're still like in the middle.
Kiryat Yarim is actually not very far from here. It's probably halfway between here and Yerushalayim.
And Giva is also in
towards that area. So okay, a little bit towards Mevaseret to the outside. Okay, so that's why they bring it to Kiryat Yarim. Vayhim yom sheves ha'aron v'kiryat yarim vayirbu hayamim. Many days went by. Vayu esrim shana, 20 years went by. Vayinahu kol beis Yisrael acharei Adonai. And all of the Jews had started returning to Hashem, returning to Am Yisrael, returning to Avodas Hashem, returning to the path, which obviously Shmuel is involved in. Now, this pasuk is going to be such a key in understanding some of the chronology in Sefer Shmuel. There's a big discussion, which we're definitely going to speak about later, is how long was Shaul actually king for? According to Chazal, how long was Shaul king for? 2.5 years. Now, according to the pshat and the psukim, it makes no sense at all, and we're going to point out why that is. But over here, there's 20 years that had gone by. According to Chazal, this 20 years... The story that we're about to see is, meaning, this pasuk is in parentheses, meaning that the 20 years that had gone by, the 20 years had stayed, the Mishkan had stayed in Kiryat Yarim for 20 years. But all of that period is still the period of Shaul, and later on the period of David. David was also king in Hebron for how many years? Seven and a half years, right? So this pasuk is going to be a key, so just keep it in your mind. 20 years. According to the pshat of the psukim, however, it sounds like 20 years had passed and the Aron was in Kiryat Yarim for 20 years. And now we have the following story, and we'll see why it's important to understand how much time had gone by. Vayomer Shmuel kol beis Yisrael leimor. In the chol of avchem atem shavim el Adonai, hesiris Elohei ha-nechar mitochechem v'ashtaros. So Shmuel speaks to the Jewish people and says, if you've really returned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've really done tshuva, so get rid of the Avodah Zarah, ve'echinu levavchem el Adonai, v'ivdu levado, v'yatzel eschem miyad plishtim. It sounds like over these 20 years, if we're reading it according to this pshat, it sounds like that over these 20 years, Shmuel puts on a new spiritual educational system in which there's two stages. The first stage is serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an Aron. You guys realize that there was a problem. The Aron was taken away. And now it's back. We have an opportunity of tshuva. right? But now the second part of the tshuva process is to get rid of the avodah zarah. Meaning, throughout these 20 years, it could be that they're serving Hashem and they're also serving the avodah zarah. We see this in many places in Tanakh, specifically by Eliyahu HaNavi. That's like the most famous place, right? It says by the Nevi'ah Har Carmel. On Matai Temposchim al Shnei Asiyufim, Eliyahu HaNavi is tochacha against Am Yisrael. It's not that they're not serving Hashem, but it's that they're serving Hashem, they're juggling Avodah Zarah and serving Hashem at the same time. So what Shmuel is trying to do is educate them, and throughout these 20 years, we're going to see that he has this process of growth, and we're going to see that growth just in a second. Ve'asiu b'nei Yisrael sabalim ve'sashtoros v'yavdu es Adonai levado. Clearly, they're only serving Hashem now. Now, at what point did this happen? It didn't happen overnight. That's why the reading of the pasuk of that the 20 years is just the beginning of this story is a little bit hard, because just like yesterday, they looked in the Aron, just a few months before, they had lost this huge war, and just like overnight, they like got rid of all the Avodah Zarah, they're totally committed. That's why the reading of understanding that these 20 years really was a long process which Shmuel put them through makes a little bit more sense according to the Pshat. Yeah.
I do like twice we use Lashon of Beis Yisrael.
Right.
What's like, and then we go right back to Bnei Yisrael.
What's the difference between Bnei Yisrael and Beis Yisrael?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the significance is. It's a good thought. Let me think about it. If you have any thoughts also, okay. I'd love to hear. Okay, let's continue. Vayomer Shmuel kivtzu es kol Yisrael hamitzpasa ve'es palel ba'archem el Adonai. We return to the mitzvah. The mitzvah, once again, is a place which is really important, which is really central. We see Am Yisrael returning back there with Gidon and Sefer Shoftim, Yoshua before. So Shmuel says, everyone get together and I'm going to daven. I'm going to daven for you. Vayikavtzu ha-mitzpasa, vayishavu mayim, vayishpechu lifnei Adonai, vayatzumu bayamahu, they're fasting, they're being shoiv mayim, kanira, something that has to do with the tshuva process, vayomru sham chatanu la'Adonai, we've sinned, Am Yisrael, as a klal, not only as prat, not only as each individual prat, but we've, as a general part of Am Yisrael, we've sinned. Vayishpot Shmuel es bnei Yisrael b'mitzpah, and Shmuel over there, Kanira, also gives them some sort of Musar Shmuz, gives them some sort of chizuk. Vayishmu'u plishtim. Now, at the same time, the plishtim here, ki yiskabtu bnei Yisrael ha-mitzpasa, they hear that all of the Jews are going to the mitzpah. Now, what would they think? They're gathering for war. That's the only reason that the nation gets together. We know Am Yisrael. They're not together. Right? Remember the entire Tkufa of the Shoftim, they were all separated. So they knew the only time which they were getting together was for war. Right? Vayishmu plishtim ki yiskabtu bnei Yisrael ha-mitzpasa, v'yalu sarnei plishtim al Yisrael, vayishmu bnei Yisrael, vayiru mipnei plishtim. They're scared again. Am Yisrael is scared. The war is coming. Round two with plishtim. How many years later? 20 years later. Let's see the difference, not only in the outcome, but the process of the war. Right, the process of the war that we saw in Perek Dalet, in which the Aron was taken. We're going to try to compare the Lashon over there to the Lashon over here. Let's continue. Vayomru b'nei Yisrael. So in Perek Dalet, they were also very scared. What do they suggest? They go out the first time, 4,000 people die. They come back, and what do they suggest? Let's take the Aron, and the Aron is going to save us. Okay. Vayomru b'nei Yisrael, this time. Do not hold back from calling out and crying and davening to Hashem. The same lashon which was used in Perek Dalet about the Aron. Am Yisrael says the Aron v'yoshienu miad plishtim. But over here, who are they speaking about? They're speaking about Hashem v'yoshienu miad plishtim. Doesn't end there. Vayikach Shmuel tlei chalav echad ve'aleu ala kliel la'Adonai. Shmuel brings a korban. Vayizak Shmuel la'Adonai b'ad Yisrael ve'aneu Adonai. We see that there's a process of tshuva over here. They're fasting. They're davening. They're asking for tefillah. They realize that the source of koach is really Hashem. Vayhi Shmuel ma'alei ha'olah u'plishtim nikshula milchama b'Yisrael. As Shmuel is involved in this korban, the plishtim come and they attack. Vayar'em Adonai b'kol gadol b'yom ahu al-plishtim v'yehumem v'yinagfu lifnei Yisrael. Now, take a look back at Perek Dalet. Take a look. This is really awesome. The Jews bring the Aron. And when they bring the Aron, they get very excited. They have this outcry. Take a look in Perek Dalet, Pasuk. Hey, Vayhi kevo Aron bris Adonai el ha-machaneh, Vayariu kol Yisrael trua gdola, Vatehom ha-aretz. Now look back at our Pasuk. Pasuk Yud in Perek Zayin. Vayishmuel ma'ale olah u'plishtim nikshulam milchama b'Yisrael. Vayar'em Adonai b'kol gadol b'yom ha'hu al-plishtim v'yehumem v'yinagfu lifnei Yisrael. The two words clearly is this trua or this re'ia and this humem, this confusion. But over here, in the first parak, parak Dalet, is they got so excited that the Aron was here. And therefore, there was a big confusion in the Machna, what's going to happen, and the Plishtim were confused. Over here, however, the Trua is not one of Am Yisrael being Boteach in the Aron, it's being Boteach in Hashem. Vayar'em Adonai, Hashem gives out this Trua. B'kol gadol b'yom ahu al Plishtim v'yehumeim v'yinagfu lifnei Yisrael. Hashem, once again, like in many miraculous wars, there's this loud noise which confuses the enemy. They think there's so many people coming, they get scared, they start running. Vayitzu anshei Yisrael min ha-mitzpah, vayudafu el plishtim, vayakum ad mitachas lebeis kar. They start following them. They're successful in the war. Pasuk Yud Beis, vayikach Shmuel even achas, vayasem ben ha-mitzpah u ben ha-shem, vayikra shma even ha-ezer. Even ha-ezer is also a location which is mentioned in Perek Dalet. Now, many of the Mefarshim point out that Even HaEzer over here is not the same place as it was back then. Over there, they were fighting by the Plishtim, so it was that side of the country. Over here, we're by the Mitzpah, which is in the center of the country. So then why is it called the same place? It's once again to point out this parallel between these two wars. It's not the same place, but it's called Even HaEzer. There are some Mefarshim that say it's actually the same place. Actually, it doesn't make any sense with the geography if you just look at a map. It can't be that they're in the same place. Either way, the correlation between these two wars is very much connected in the Lashon. And it shows, not only in a linguistic way, it shows that there's a process of tshuva, right? It shows that exactly what they had struggled with is now what is enabling them to succeed in this war. Vayomar Adhena Azruno Adonai. This is the place in which Hashem had helped us. Vayikanu Aplishtim Vleyasfu O Lavo Bigvul Yisrael. The Plishtim lost that fight and they stopped coming into Gvul Yisrael. Remember, we understand what is Plishtim? Who are the Plishtim? They were Polish, right? They were invaders. So they stopped invading Am Yisrael. Vatehi Yadan, right? But Plishtim Kol Yimei Shmuel. So this is an important pasuk. So long as Shmuel was the leader, the Plishtim didn't have koach. Now we know at the end of the life of Shmuel, we're going to see that the Plishtim give a lot of trouble. Kanirah, the Mefarshim point out that means already Shmuel was not acting as the active leader. It was towards the end of his life. He had stopped going around doing these tshuva tours. And therefore, they had a little bit more koach. The Plishtim had more koach. Vatashovna ha'arim asher lachu plishtim me'is Yisrael li'Yisrael me'akron v'ad gat. Not only were they successful in this war, but they actually took back the cities which the plishtim had reconquered. Veskvulan hitzil Yisrael mi'ad plishtim. Ve'ishalom bein Yisrael u'bein ha'emori. And there's also peace between Yisrael and the other nations. Some of the Farshim point out over here, the Radak says, I have no idea why it's telling us that there's peace between Yisrael and the Emori. He suggests one suggestion. I think that the Nakuda is, and it's very similar to the times of Shlomo, is that there's like this national quiet. There's this national peace which follows the process of tshuva. In Sefer Shoftim, we don't see that there's, we see that the Shofet comes, he inspires everyone, and then as the Shofet passes away, it sort of dies. So in a certain sense, Shmuel is also a mamshich of that in, of that process. However, there's something different. There's an actual tshuva process which goes on, a real tshuva process, which is in the consciousness of Am Yisrael. Vayishpot Shmuel is Yisrael kol yemei chayav. Shmuel is the shofet all of the days of his life. Alach midei shana b'shana v'savav b'Yisrael v'agilgal v'amitzpah. So this was his methodology of leadership, which is going to be so important just understanding why Shmuel was successful. When I said just before that he went on tshuva tours, what do I mean? He went around from city to city throughout the country. V'alach midei shana b'shana v'savav Beit El v'hagilgal v'hamitzpah. He went around to be with the people. B'toch ami ani oshaves. That's a real leader. A leader goes out and interacts with the people. He doesn't just sit at home and wait for everyone to show up by him, right? V'alach midei shana b'shana v'savav Beit El v'hagilgal v'hamitzpah v'shafatas Yisrael es kol hamikomos ha'ela. Utshuvaso haramas, but sometimes he'd go back home in the Ramah. Kisham beiso v'sham shafatas Yisrael v'even sham izbeach l'adonai. So if we ask the question, what was Shmuel's job? And it's very interesting. This sefer is called Shmuel. And we have literally almost 60 prakim about stories which mostly don't really have anything to do with Shmuel. This is the only perek really in the entire sefer which speaks about the leadership of Shmuel. And therefore we have to understand that it's very central, that the leadership which Shmuel chose and impacted Am Yisrael had big implications, not only on the religious level of Am Yisrael, but also on the national security. And we know, as we spoke about in Sefer Yoshua and Sefer Shoftim so many times, that these things are ha behatalia. If you don't have national security, there's no way that you're keeping on to your Jewish identity. That's why it's so important for us today, you know, Baruch Hashem, the struggle that we have with the modern state of Israel is that to a certain extent we have national security, and the real discussion is all about our national identity. So, Mirtz Hashem will pick this up tomorrow. Shkorach.